Before we start reviewing the exercise for the mental element, are there any questions?
I have one quick question on.
Sure.
When you were going through the elements, what if there's someone that has had their gallbladder removed?
Right. That's a very good question. The elements are energy phases. This is very important to understand. Many people at the beginning, many years ago when they were studying Chinese medicine, would not understand this very important point. The elements are phases. They describe energy group, just like yin and yang. Yin and yang describe energy group. Often it is said that yin is male and yang is female. That's really very inaccurate. Female qualities tend to be yin, and male qualities tend to be yang, but these are energy groups. They all have energies. So every element has an energy as well. Associated with that energy group are all those emotions, all those colors, all those directions, all those temperatures, the time of day, and those organs. So the organ, the physical organ, is just one part of the energy group. So when an organ is removed, whether it's a gallbladder or whether it's a kidney or whether it's a lung or whether it's a spleen, it doesn't mean that the energy group has actually disappeared. It means that just the physical manifestation in the body of that energy group is no longer there. But the meridians, the channels where the energy moves, and all the rest of the timing are still there. So for example, a person who does not have their gallbladder, and I have a friend actually who had a gallbladder removed, and it was, I worked with him on this. During the hour of the gallbladder, which is 11 to 1 a.m., 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., he will feel particularly low. But he doesn't mean that he's not going to be okay. He can still be okay, but because there is one part missing from that whole structure, he will feel that. What will also happen when an organ is removed from the body, there will also be an issue where the generation in mother-son cycle will be different. So for example, wood is the mother of fire, right? So the wood element is the mother of fire.
Let's review the relationships.
If we look at the chart of the five elements, can everybody see the arrows? Right? Everybody can see the arrows? We have solid arrows going in a clockwise formation, and then we have dotted arrows or hyphenated arrows going in a clockwise formation. These solid arrows are what we call the generation cycle or the mother-son relationship. And starting with metal, where we are today, metal generates water, water generates wood, wood generates fire, fire generates earth, and earth generates metal. Now, by generation, we also have a term called mother-son. So metal is the mother of water, water is the mother of wood, wood is the mother of fire, and fire is the mother of earth, earth being the mother of metal. Similarly, water is the son of metal, wood is the son of water, fire is the son of wood, earth is the son of fire, and metal is the son of earth. Everybody understand that? Is that clear? Yes? So the mother will generate the son. The mother needs to be strong. So metal needs to be strong to support water. Clear? If metal is deficient, then water will become deficient. Okay? A good example of how this works in medicine is, for example, asthma. People that have asthma generally tend to have weak kidneys. I've seen this over and over and over and over. It's one of the foundation things when you're treating in Chinese medicine. When someone with asthma comes in, right away, you treat the kidney because the kidney is deficient. The kidney is very important because the kidney is your adrenal glands. It's your core energy in Chinese medicine. So if a child comes with childhood asthma,
we will consider strengthening
in the kidney, support the kidney so they don't develop an adult deficiency in the kidney. A deficiency in the kidney could manifest as infertility, for example, in both men and women. So that's the mother not being able to support the son. Now, when we look at the other arrows that are hyphenated, we call that the control cycle in Chinese medicine, or the grandmother-grandson, because If you look at metal to wood, if metal is the mother and water is the son, then wood is the son and water is the mother, then metal is the grandmother of wood. Make sense? One generation apart. Okay? The relationship of the grandmother-grandson relationship or control cycle is a little bit different. We call it control in Chinese medicine because lungs or metal controls wood. What are the imagery that they use and why did they use this imagery? Because when you need to chop wood, you have to use something metal. Wood, for example, controls the earth. Well, when you plant a plant or a tree, the roots go down into the earth. The earth cannot stop. The roots control the earth. Earth controls water. When water flows, it can only flow where the earth will let it flow, right? Like the banks of a river, for example. Water controls fire. That's very clear. Water will put out fire. And fire controls metal. Well, fire can actually melt metal. It can completely destroy it. So the control cycle and the generation cycle have to do with how the organs work. Now, going back to your question, Sam, when there's no gallbladder, we look on our chart, we see that the wood element is deficient. That's where the gallbladder is. So it means that the gallbladder will not be able to generate, or the yang aspect of wood will not be able to generate the yang aspect of fire. And that will be in two ways. One, it'll affect the small intestine, because what's the function of the gallbladder? The gallbladder's function is to release bile, fat, emulsify fats, which means to digest any fats that you eat. If you can't digest the fats that you eat, the fats will have a negative effect on your small intestine. It will influence how your small intestine can absorb its food. Now, we now know without a gallbladder, you can function for many, many, many years. But at the same time, what happens is that it will start to affect the small intestine. At the same time, we see that the gallbladder controls the stomach, the relationship between wood and earth. So if there is no gallbladder, it means that the controlling function of wood over the earth will be impaired. And a person will start to manifest stomach or digestive issues, which again is very clear. If a person doesn't have a gallbladder and they eat a lot of rich food like chocolate mousse or cream or coconut oil or something of that nature, they'll feel very nauseous because they're not digesting the fats. Okay? So when the organ is missing, it doesn't mean that the energy of the element is not there. It just means that the physical aspect of the element in relationship to the way the body works is somewhat affected. Okay, so now we're going to go to the actual exercise of the lungs. So in looking at the picture of the body organs, you see where the lungs are on either side of the chest. And the feeling that I'm going to want you to use with the lungs is this joy, this overriding joy or mudita. For the earth last time, the Pali word was karuna. So mudita is for the lungs and karuna is for the spleen, pancreas.
So Oren, yes. For the earth, you mentioned you changed the emotion from overthinking to compassion, and on the lung now it's not greed, but it's the mudita, the joy.
It's not that I'm trying to change the emotion, but rather offering you another feeling that we use in a different way. Let me try to explain this another way. The emotions that are on the elements are the emotions used associated with the elements for diagnostic purposes. Okay, part of the elements. The feelings that I'm offering you here are feelings to focus on for regeneration of the energy of each element. Understand the difference? So with the spleen, karuna, compassion, the development of compassion will heal the spleen. And of course, with compassion, one will not overthink, right? With the development of joy, the lungs will regenerate, metal element will regenerate.
If there is joy, the joy of equanimity meaning joy for all things, that all things should be happy, and seeing the happiness for all beings, there won't be any grief, right? At the end of our cycle, we will differentiate between the quality of joy I'm using now for the lungs and the elemental emotion of joy for the fire element. At the end of our cycle, we will differentiate between the joy that we see on the chart for the fire element and the quality of joy that I'm describing at this moment. Other questions before we start the exercise?
No.